Hello everyone, welcome to In Search of Meaning with Amelia Rose. This is a podcast that brings you stories with life lessons from around the globe. Now, stop what you're doing and call a friend. You do not want to miss this episode. Today's story is entitled Outsmarting Life's Robbers, and it is dedicated to all my listeners in Germany, and especially to those who may be too young to have heard this 12th century classic. The original title is The Four Musicians of Bremen, but for the sake of my podcast, I have renamed it Outsmarting Life's Robbers. So, the story is about a donkey named Tonto, a cat named Berlin, a dog named Lupo, and a rooster named Cokie. Now, don't ask me where those names came from. All these animals had passed their prime years in life and determined to be useless to work on their master's farm. Now, before long, their masters had begun to plot against them, and they were actually ill-treating these animals after years of labor. One by one, the animals left their master's farm and set out for a city named Bremen, which is known primarily for its freedom. Along the journey, they met each other and inquired where the other was from and where they were going. Now, to their surprise, they discovered that each had the same fate and decided to leave the farm. The donkey, being the biggest of the four, proposed that they could all become musicians and they could go to Bremen to form a band. Now, the donkey again reassured them that they could live without their masters and for sure that they should be able to find something better than death anywhere. I thought about that and I couldn't help myself. What a novel idea coming from a jackass. Now, on the way to Bremen, they saw a cottage with lights on. They decided to look inside, and lo and behold, they saw three robbers enjoying their loot. What did they do? They decided to stand on each other's back and scared the robbers away by making a ding. Now, what is a ding? It's a loud, prolonged sound, and in German, now watch me, Lutus Grosch. No, I don't want to hear about it after that. Upon hearing the loud noise, the men in the house ran for their lives and the animals took possession of the cottage. They ate the food the men left and settled in for the evening. Later that night, the robbers decided to return, except that they only sent one of their members to go in the house to investigate. When that robber entered the cottage, he saw the cat's eyes shining in the dark and thought he was seeing the coals of the fire in the fireplace. He reached over to light his candle, and in a flash, the cat scratched his face with her claws. The dog bit him on the leg. The donkey kicked him with his hooves. And the rooster crowed like you have never heard. Frightened by the combined noise, the the robber ran out the door as fast as he could. When he returned to his companion, he could hardly tell what happened, but mustered enough to say that he was attacked by a horrible witch who scratched him with her long fingernails. That was supposed to be the cat. And a dwarf who has a knife. Oh yeah, that was the dog. A black monster who had hit him with a club. That was supposed to be the donkey. And worst of all, he said, I heard a judge calling out from the rooftop. Oh yeah, that was supposed to be the rooster. They took off. They left the town, abandoning the cottage to the strange creatures that they did not know. The following morning, the donkey and his friends continued their journey to the city of Bremen. When they arrived, the town folks heard about their ordeal and began to sing and dance and applaud the animals for ridding the district of the terrible robbers. The animals took out their instruments, a saxophone, a guitar, a drum, and a trumpet, and joined the townspeople. When the celebration was over, the four musicians of Bremen returned to the cottage where they lived for the rest of their lives. Now, I don't know about you, but I am just trying to envision a dog, a donkey, a cat, and a rooster playing instruments. Well, your guess is as good as mine. Now, I must admit that when I heard this story, I thought it was just a hilarious tale. But don't be alarmed when I tell you that today in the heart of Bremen stands a bronze statue of the four animal musicians created by one Gerhard Marx as a tribute to this popular story. I want to now engage you in an exercise of imagination. Can you see or envision a donkey upon which a dog is standing, upon which a cat is standing, upon which a rooster is standing? Yes, I bet you can. That is what the actual statue looks like. Now, what lessons can anyone learn from such a story? First, you might only see animals in this story, but I see people and circumstances in life. And like those animals in the story, people and circumstances can rob us of valuable personal assets such as our self-confidence and our self-worth. Now, the second lesson that I derived from this story is that we should never underestimate or dismiss the value of a message, even if that messenger is a donkey. Yes, even if that messenger is a jackass. Third, we are more resilient than we sometimes know. So, don't run for the woods too quickly when you have a dilemma or a challenge, because there is great power in banding together to help one another overcome life's challenges. And fourth and last, never allow other people's view of you determine your destiny. You heard me. In closing, I want to thank you again for listening and remind you that you can follow us on Spotify, as well as 7 other platforms. Tell your friends about us and do come back. Bye for now.